An Australian first study has found that artificial intelligence hiring systems pose a significant risk of discrimination. This year, over 60% of Australian organisations used AI in job recruitment processes, according to the Responsible AI Index. However, research has shown that historically disadvantaged groups are being systematically screened out. The Wire's Sarah Jens has more.
AI hiring systems are now the norm in graduate recruitment, according to the 2025 Australian Human Resource Index. University student Fari Frisandi recently completed an AI video interview for a graduate position at one of the Big Four consulting firms. He says the experience left him with serious concerns.
Candidates are felt that AI is not being transparent in terms of like how they are being evaluated. I think that is one. Second, like there is a concerns about like, you know, this ethical thing, right? Like whether me, like for example, coming from non-English speaking background will be evaluated in certain ways, etc. Right. So I think again, coming back to the point around like number one is transparency. Second is like how companies can make sure that they are actually mitigating the risks around bias and ethical risk. I think that's super important for the candidate.
Those concerns aren't unfounded. Research by Dr. Natalie Sheard has found that AI video interviews can discriminate against people whose first language is not English. Her study also found that previously protected characteristics, including gender, age, and disability status, can be purposely filtered out by employers using these systems. Given transparency issues around AI, Dr. Sheard says algorithm discrimination is hard to audit.
There is some evidence that some employers actually use these systems to weed out certain categories of people. So in a kind of intentional discrimination situation. And I guess you could say that these systems give them a license to discriminate because that discrimination, when these systems are used, is hidden. It's masked, it's cloaked, it's very hard for applicants to know that it's happening to them. You know, it's felt in different way, or it's not really felt in the same way that human discrimination might be felt by a job applicant.
Dr. Sheard's study also found that data sets used to train AI hiring systems do not reflect the Australian demographic. US-based tech company HireVue conducted over 1 million AI-screened interviews in Australia in 2022, but just 6% of HireVue's data comes from Australia and New Zealand, while nearly 80% comes from North America. Australia's First Nations people are entirely absent from HireVue's data set. Dr. Sheard says these systems are grounded on training data that discriminates.
Anyone who is unrepresented in the training data or who is experiencing present day or historical discrimination, which again is in the data that will be used to train the model, yet could experience discrimination.
Currently, job seekers must rely on general discrimination and privacy laws, which don't directly address AI. Dr. Sheard says companies using these systems need to understand the risks.
Audits should be conducted at these systems before they are deployed, but there are certain problems even in doing that because we don't have the regulatory framework to conduct those audits. You know, we don't have accreditation processes for auditors. We don't even really have consensus about what are the appropriate thresholds. So I think there are a lot of kind of barriers for employers to ensuring that they are deploying a tool that doesn't discriminate.
Last month, the federal government announced a gap analysis to determine whether Australia needs AI-specific legislation. Human Rights Commissioner Ms. Lorraine Finlay says the government can't afford to wait.
I think the risks call for immediate action because, of course, we need to be using the current laws that we have and identifying the gaps that are there. But this is a conversation we've been having for a number of years already. The government last year proposed mandatory guardrails for high-risk AI, and we're conducting consultations. And the challenge with that is while those consultations are happening, the technology is continuing to move forward and real harm's actually being done to people.
The Productivity Commission has opposed AI legislation, warning it could limit an economic growth opportunity for Australia. But Ms. Finlay says efficiency shouldn't come at the expense of human rights.
Increasing efficiency in itself shouldn't be a goal if the increased efficiency comes at the expense of human rights and causes harm. Increased efficiency in diminishing human rights shouldn't be our goal. But secondly, we actually know that Australians have a relatively low level of trust in AI and emerging technologies. And so part of building the trust that then allows the public to embrace the technology and that then drives the productivity and efficiency gains that we want to see actually comes from having guardrails in place.
The government's analysis is expected to be completed by end of this year. But for graduates entering the job market, that timeline may feel too late.
Sarah Jens there with that report.